Chihuahua. That's right. It is time for today's zoo segment. And as promised, we're going to be looking at who and what is today's favorite dogs in the world. Because everyone thinks their dog is the favorite dog. Just because it's yours doesn't mean everybody likes it, especially if it's a Mexican hairless. This according to dogtime.com. There is a website.
That's a real thing.
Yep. Dogtime.com has everything you need to know about dogs, including five of the world's most popular breeds. Now, you actually mentioned one earlier, Sasha Star. Number five on the list is the Humble Beagle. The Beagle is, you might recognize it. Snoopy was a Beagle, the film Shiloh, the Peanuts comics, were all sorts of Beagles. And they're also used today because they have a very strong sense of smell in the airport. So if you have something confiscated from you, like those drugs that you were trying to smuggle in from Rio de Janeiro, or a banana or something like that, then Beagles are those dogs. And they're very adorable. They have puppy dog eyes, floppy ears, and a little bit awkward for the Beagle. It's also the dog that Saddam Hussein used to test his chemical weapons on.
Oh, man.
Which is kind of nasty.
Awkward. That's horrible.
Don't want to be a Beagle for that purpose. Number four, the Padoodle. Poodles. Everybody loves poodles. If you're a Kugel in Glen Hazel, you can't be without one. But of course, they come in very different shades. You get small ones, big ones, standard poodles. And they've apparently held the title of most popular breed in the United States for 20 years. They also tend to be obedient and agile and have earned many high honors in many dog shows. They're also friendly, intelligent, and importantly for many people, hypoallergenic. In other words, they don't cause you to break out in hives. So there we go. That's the poodle. Now, this one is the one where you go into a township and there's one called Utiger, or Lion, or you know that dog.
We've actually had a tiger and a lion.
As dogs.
Yeah, and then we had Sky, so Sky Vodka, and then we had Hennessy.
So you went from the animal segment to Thursday afternoon bottle segment.
Sky, very good. Then we had.
Well, most dogs that are Utiger or Ulion are, in fact, German Shepherds. They're the ones that the police use. Tend to be the most racist dogs in South Africa, I think. And they have a rep because they work often for disabled people, but also for police dogs, military dogs, therapy dogs, and search and rescue dogs. So they sound like the
type of dogs that are...
Yes, carry on.
Easy to be trained.
Yes, easy to be trained. And were very famous in Hollywood for Rin Tin Tin, because he was a German shepherd. Then, the dog that looks a little bit like Winston Churchill, number two.
Bulldog.
The British Bulldog. It's perhaps the most unique-looking dog in the world, and the one that goes... Perhaps more than any other dog.
Need that, Benjamin.
Well, that's just a description, you know. Unfortunately, they used to be used for bull baiting, which is a very vicious sport, and that's the reason why they don't have a nose, so they're very difficult to bite for other dogs. Thankfully, the sport was outlawed, and now it's been rebreeded, so that's become a nice, patient, kind dog that is good for children. Tends to be overweight, a little bit lazy. They snore and have excessive gas. So if you're into that for your dogs, make sure that you get hold of that. And number one dog in the whole of dogtime.com?
Labrador.
Labrador Retriever. Did you go and look that up because you couldn't figure that out? Oh, my word. Most popular breed in the U.S. Was in the movie Marley and Me, which made lots and lots of people cry unnecessarily. Yes, very good. Turns out, you'll love this. Mm-hmm. You'll love this, Lindiwe. Why are they called retrievers?
Okay.
They originally were from Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada, unsurprisingly, where they were accompanied fishermen and helped them work on the ship. And the Labrador would haul in nets and fetch ropes and catch fish that fell off the hook. So that's what they used to do. And now they are great as assistance dogs, therapy dogs, search and rescue dogs, or just dogs to play with your family or look after the house. So there we go. That is the zoo segment today. Everybody's favorite dogs and where you can find them.